Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for what seems like Monday, but it's actually Tuesday, the 29th of May. The hot hits of the day, some of the things that have been said over the weekend. Sunday show is always good for the first real day of the week in which conversation begins on controversy. Some things have been said, though, about Memorial Day and soldiers that we'll get to. But for the most part, the presidential race is pretty much steaming along as I haven't missed much. If you've zoned out over the weekend, it's okay, because we'll bring you up to date. A lot of people using, as I've said many, many, many times in this program, I find it despicable that politicians use soldiers in the backdrop of their own campaigning. It really bothers me and always has. It doesn't make a difference which side of the fence you're on, left or right, liberal, conservative, Republican or Democrat. It's disgusting. At any rate, the campaigns continue. Romney campaign advisor Ed Gillespie on CBS's Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer talks about the attacks on Romney's record at Bain and the different views that Obama and Romney have on how to create jobs.
What's your side of it?
A lot of different things to talk about there, Bob. But number one, let's start with the attack on Governor Romney is, in terms of his experience in the private sector. The fact is that Bain Capital, there were a number of investments that didn't perform well. In the case of Bain, it was less than 5% of the investments that ended up in bankruptcy. The fact is 80% of the companies they invested in grew. And that means that jobs were created. If you look, for example, at Sports Authority, 15,000 jobs. If you look at Brighter Horizons, 19,000 jobs. If you look at Staples, nearly 90,000 jobs created. This is a reflection of the fact, and I think what you alluded to there with Mayor Booker, Governor Rendell, and others, a legitimate concern that the president's hostile rhetoric to private investment and job creators is highlighting the fact that his policies are hostile to private investment and job creators. That's why we've been at 8% unemployment or higher for the past 39 months. That's why there are 23 million Americans today who are either unemployed or underemployed or have left the workforce entirely. That's why millions of people have lost their homes and have ended up on food stamps and in poverty, because this president is hostile to job creators. We see it in his policies, not just his rhetoric. If you look at the Obamacare bill that he passed, the Congressional Budget Office says that cost our economy over 800,000 jobs. If you look at the punitive taxes he wants to impose on small business owners who generate 2 out of every 3 new jobs in our economy historically, and if you look at his decision on the Keystone Pipeline to stop that from going forward, thousands of jobs almost immediately, that's the problem that I think Mayor Booker and Governor Rendell were trying to warn them about.
Isn't it a fair thing to say that Governor Romney is the one who started this? I mean, he's the one who came and started talking about all these jobs he had created, when in fact, I mean, venture capitalists don't sit down at a table and say, let's think about some plan to see how we can create a bunch of jobs. They sit down and say, let's figure out how we can make some money here. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I mean, that's just reality.
There is a correlation, Bob, between making money and growing a company and job creation. That's what President Obama doesn't understand, because he's never been in the private sector, doesn't really understand how it works. I think that's why his policies were so hostile to job creation. In his view, we'd be better off if you had political appointees making decisions on where our money was spent, like in Solyndra, which just 2 years ago yesterday he touted as a success story from his stimulus bill, his failed stimulus package. It's gone bankrupt. Over 1,000 employees have lost their jobs, and taxpayers lost $535 million, over $500 million, because that's their view of the world. We'd be better off with political appointees deciding to put our taxpayer money at risk and reward campaign donors, as was the case in Surrender, than to put private capital at risk. I don't think most Americans agree with that.
I don't think they do either. Do you agree? Your feelings at 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can like us on Facebook if you'd like. The info is in the box, listen box, at DougSteffen.com. So we're into the presidential race this weekend, a lot of discussion, and you hear by listening to some of that information there how distorted the information has been. The news media has been happy to distort the information about what really has happened with Bain Capital. Here on NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talks with Democratic Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley and former GOP presidential candidate Newt Gingrich about the president's attacks on Romney and whether they make the president sound anti-business or not, which is the suggestion that you just heard there from Ed Gillespie.
So you heard how I framed this at the very top of the program, which is who's got the skills? I feel like this Bain debate is really a skills test for who can turn the economy around. The president defended himself in the attack on Bain, even though Cory Booker on this program cried foul about it. This is what he said this week, Governor, and then have you respond.
If your main argument for how to grow the economy is, I knew how to make a lot of money for investors, then you're missing what this job is about. It doesn't mean you weren't good at private equity, but that's not what my job is as president. My job is to take into account everybody, not just some.
Will he come across as anti-business with this line of attack?
No, I don't believe that. In fact, I agree with Speaker Gingrich during his campaign when he had to address that claim that Mitt Romney initially made that, oh, he created hundreds of thousands of jobs, a claim he eventually backed off of under the speaker's questioning and pressing. But there are two things that really Romney has to recommend himself for the high office of president. One is his experience with Bain Capital, where his job was to return profits as quickly as possible to a very narrow few rather than to create long-term jobs for the many. The second one, though, which you don't hear him talking about at all, is his experience in the public sector when he was governor of Massachusetts.
Well, and I want to get to that in just a moment, but Speaker, respond to this because you called this time at Bain exploitation at one point in the campaign.
I went straight at him on the Bain issue, but I think Obama has a different problem. First of all, he has the worst unemployment record of any president since the Great Depression. Second, his efforts at public or bureaucratic investment have been a disaster. They have one solar power company that went belly up for $2.1 billion. They have Solyndra, which has become a national scandal, at $585 million. So the problem that Obama has is he has no model of effective job creation as compared to private capital. And I think that's why this is going to fall flat in its face. Plus, I was very careful. I didn't go after private equity. You just heard the president just now. He's going after all private equity in a way which explains why you had Senator Warner, you had the governor of Massachusetts, who's one of his closest allies, you had Senator Feinstein, you had Cory Booker on the show. Again, I think there are 15 or 20 Democrats now who said this is an inaccurate and wrong approach for the president to be taking.
I love Newt Gingrich. In that he's smart and he gets to the issue, whether you vote. I mean, I wouldn't want him to be president, but I think he adds to the debate. He's very lively, very studied, and very quick with his responses. So you notice how he put this fellow, Martin O'Malley, the Maryland governor, on the defensive right away. When he was asked the question, he went to another way of approaching it, holding Obama accountable for his dismal record on jobs, which is accurate and a good thing to do. 800, I hope that Romney does it as well as Gingrich did. Maybe Gingrich should go out and campaign for him and hammer away at that, because it certainly is worth hammering. 800-510-8255. Chris Wallace talks to his panelists, same sort of tone in just a moment here on The Countdown.
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew,
they were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah, we stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep, they called CentOS for a Game Changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep, they want us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the light truck.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The max strength cooling menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper lets you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Doug Steffen here on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio and the presidential race over the weekend. Sunday morning shows like the Fox News Sunday show with Chris Wallace. Here he talks to panelists Britt Hume and Kristen Powers about whether working as a private venture capitalist does qualify his experience as a job creator.
The president seems to think there's a distinction between creating profits, creating value to investors, and creating jobs. Britt does not seem to think there's such a distinction, so we're going to have at it on Panel Plus. So, Britt, make your case.
My case is simply this. Jobs are a byproduct of efforts to create wealth. I've just, at long last, been reading the Steve Jobs biography by Walter Isaacson. Wonderful book. And there comes a point in the book where Jobs wants to open all these Apple stores. Well, members of the board thought it was crazy, others thought it was a crazy idea, and so forth. But he thought it was a great idea and it would be a great way to market their products. And so they tried it, and it worked like crazy, and these Apple stores have been a stupendous success. All kinds of people now work in those Apple stores. Now, Steve Jobs wasn't saying, let's open all these stores so that we can hire people. No. His idea was to, let's open all these stores so we can market and sell our products and thereby make more of them and make more money. Mm-hmm. Jobs are a byproduct, and wealth creation is absolutely essential to job creation. Without it, you don't have job creation.
I mean, let me just ask the question, because I asked it of Austin Goolsbee, the president's former chief economic advisor, last week. Is there any CEO? I mean, they wouldn't say, I think if you're talking to the head of GM or Apple or anything, they would say, my job is to create value. My job is to return profits to my shareholders. Now, if I do that, I'm going to expand the business and create more jobs, but I'm not there as a public welfare agency or a public works project.
Right, and I don't think anybody disagrees with that premise. It's the difference between putting a couple million dollars into a company and then being one of many investors in a company like Staples and then taking credit for jobs in 2010, you know, that you had nothing to do with. That's the point. That he is, it's like I buy stock in Microsoft. Did I create jobs at Microsoft? No. I mean, the job of private equity is, yes, to create wealth. That's not a problem. I don't have a problem with that. That's just what they're doing. They're creating wealth for themselves. The company is a separate issue.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Are we going to settle for $3.50 gasoline? Or can we lower it below $2? Are we going to settle for continuing to send our money overseas or invest in America? Technology today, we can reach resources we have not been able to before. Some of the largest finds are sitting right here in this country. It could end the uncertainty, but it could improve our business and our own investment.
Yeah, we've been talking about this, haven't we, forever and ever and ever. That's House Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy, a Republican, asking, are we willing to settle for $3.50 gasoline? Heck no. What say you on this? 800-510-8255. Moving away from presidential politics into the price you're paying for gasoline, although don't we all think that this ought to be on the main stage of the presidential campaigns? Here's host Libby Casey interviewing GasBuddy.com senior petroleum analyst Greg Leskowski about why the prices you're paying for gasoline seem to be fluctuating so much, especially this time of year around Memorial Day.
How much control do companies, do local gas stations have over when they raise the price, when they lower the price? And tell us about the market economics in play.
That's an interesting question because we hear this from consumers all the time. And it really depends from one market to another and really from one retailer to another. Because if someone is in a metro area with a tremendous amount of competition, that's going to have an impact on price changes. They want to keep that price as low as possible. I know people think that these retailers make a fortune in selling gasoline. Believe it or not, they make a much healthier profit margin on the candy, the beer and soda and potato chips that they sell inside. It's not, the profit margin is not on the gasoline. But another thing that impacts the price can be the state law itself, the legislature and that controls prices. Some states allow gas to be sold below cost. Other states prohibit the sale of gasoline below cost. And in places where you have wholesale clubs like Sam's Club and Costco, the business model there is designed to have a very low price that brings people in the door where they can buy all the other merchandise and groceries. So it varies all over the country.
Greg Leskowski, as we look at the drop in gas prices, are there any implications that could have for the broader economy? Is that a sign of anything good, anything bad? Is it easy or hard to tell?
It's It's difficult to tell because there are many factors that influence the price of gas. The rise of the U.S. dollar in relation to other currencies can have an impact on both crude oil prices and ultimately on retail gasoline prices. So things just as simple as the weather can have an impact on gas prices. Anybody in the southeast knows that when there's a hurricane that comes across the Atlantic, if it threatens the Gulf of Mexico, we're probably going to see a bit of a spike in gas prices because we know that impacts the refinery infrastructure. There are so many different things that can impact prices. And now, in the Middle East, we're certainly keeping an eye on these negotiations that Iran is engaged in. They just completed the second round of negotiations in Baghdad, where they're trying to, the UN Security Council is trying to get Iran to back off of its pursuit of nuclear weapons. There's a third round of negotiations coming up in June in Moscow, and if those negotiations don't go well, we could easily see the price of crude oil start heading back up instead of coming down. So all of these things have the potential to impact gas prices.
Looking at a recent story from GasBuddy.com, your site, it asks the question, it says, facts answered, why don't gasoline prices directly follow oil? Can you answer that for us? Why isn't there a direct and quick correlation?
Well, that's, again, because a lot of people think there should be a direct correlation. Very often, there are other factors that can impact the retail price at the pump. So generally, while retail prices typically do follow crude oil prices, there's a lag time. They will follow the direction, but we can't say that there's a direct link that says if crude oil is at X, then the retail price of gasoline must be at Y. That just does not exist.
Memorial Day means trips to barbecues, ball games, and beaches. And Sears Auto Center wants to make sure you get the most out of every gallon of gas. So hurry in now for a great deal on our Fuel Saver package. For just $29.99, you get a conventional oil change, air filter, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and tire pressure check. And you'll save on all tires, too. Just stop by Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Valid for most vehicles. Fuel Saver package regularly $57.98. Offer ends 5/29/12.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Master Sergeant Roy Aldridge, Korean prisoner of war, April to September 1953.
I just talked about that on MIA POW Day. To me, that's the prettiest icon in the world. Prettier than any girl you ever want to see. Prettier than my wife. Prettier than my daughters. The flag of the United States of America. Everybody wants to come. And we've all dedicated ourselves today, even our every veteran will die for those colors to keep them flying. It's the prettiest icon in the world, the flag of the United States of America.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Over the course of the week, we get to 10 different items. Your choices as we monitor and listen to lots of talk radio programs, talk television as well, for the issues of the day and the things that people are talking about. Certainly Memorial Day and soldiers and the wars that we get ourselves involved in, many of which have been connected to oil. Certainly Iraq was. You can go back through a lot of the skirmishes that we've gotten involved in and where we go and where the Afghanistan thing. You know, there's a pipeline supposed to go through Afghanistan. How many of us have we been talking about this as a reason for us being there? At any rate, just for the pause at the bottom of the hour, there was a conversation with GasBuddy.com's petroleum analyst Greg Laskowski about the prices fluctuating as much as they are, and how in the world can we settle? The question has come from politician Kevin McCarthy for $3.50 gas prices, when, as Newt Gingrich so wonderfully well explained during his campaign, it ought to be $2.50, and there are all kinds of intelligent reasons for it being that price. So why do you settle for $3.50? A response to that, what we do on this program is we take many of your calls live at 800-510-8255. We'll take some of them off the air as well, edit them for rebroadcast, and we take some of the callers from some of the programs that we monitor. So here's sort of a montage of talk radio callers in the last 10, 12, 14 minutes discussing the high gasoline prices and how their lives are being affected.
I have a Chevy HHR that burns ethanol, and I'm here in the middle of corn country, and ethanol is about 30 to 40 cents cheaper a gallon than gasoline. I fill up about once every week and a half, and that drives, so it's not hurting me a bit. But then again, I tried to go as green as I could, and it's working out for me.
Yeah, I'm the working poor, and my county doesn't go after deadbeat parents, so I get no child support. I'm a single mother raising a child. I work 50 miles away from my home. Half my paycheck goes into my gas tank. There is no job down here. I can't afford to move because the rent in Rochester is so high. I'm going to actually end up having to quit my job, and then I have nothing. So I just don't know. I'm in a hard place here. And I think the oil companies who are making billions and billions of profits need to knock it off.
Yeah, it's affecting my lifestyle. I usually treat my family to short vacations like to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, or to the Gulf Coast. No way this year. And yet here we got a president that won't approve of the Keystone Pipeline, who won't give out permits like this and everything else. And then when you look at the land the government owns or dominates, they don't really own it. It belongs to the people. We could be drilling and mining fuel of all kinds all over the country.
Gas prices are really impacting us here in Choteau, Montana. We are a city of about 2,700 people. The nearest large city is Great Falls, which is 55 miles away. So a lot of us here in Choteau will carpool, or locally a lot of people use bicycles and organize their trips so that they only go into Great Falls maybe once a month. You know, people will combine appointments to medical specialists and so forth into Great Falls. Or I have a friend who goes to Helena periodically, so we go and organize and go into Costco.
Gas prices are not really affecting me too much because I don't work too far from the house. So, but it's affecting my wife a little bit. But it's not really affecting me that bad. But the thing is that I'm just so mad at the establishment on how they're trying to blame the president for the gas prices. And he don't have no control over gas prices. He can't make it go up or make it go down. At first they was blaming him for the high gas prices. But since it's coming down, nobody's giving him credit for the gas coming down.
I think the gas prices are going down because it's less speculation since that guy lost those billions. Everybody's eye is on Wall Street. And the people that's been really manipulating the oil prices have slowed down because they don't want to be found out. Like last week, the gas in Houston was like $3.69, and today it's $3.26. It's the speculations that's bringing it up and down, in my opinion.
I'm a union employer that works in Washington, and I have an average of quite a few miles a month of driving, and I have to work at least one day to pay for my fuel to get to work for a week. Right now I'm recently in North Dakota, Minot, and I'm making good money here, and the gas price is around $30 less. I understand the reasons, but I have a lot of people I work with that have lost their unemployment, they haven't worked for a while, and just for them to leave town and pay for fuel to hunt for work is just such a large issue. I have children that are 32 and 31, and they borrow gas money from me to get to work.
Wow, what a state of affairs, huh? So the price of gasoline continuing to be a real problem, serious problem for most of us, and where's the solution? You know, back and forth, is it Obama's fault or not? What's the way to fix the problem? It's certainly George Bush and his pals, the politicians in general, have screwed this up to a fairly well. Going back to Ronald Reagan's time, Jimmy Carter actually was during his presidency is when this really started. The gas lines, remember them? That's one of the reasons Ronald Reagan got elected. He was going to go green because his wife had many different versions of success from her friends. And she'd convinced Ronald Reagan. This is a story nobody ever talks about. Ronald Reagan was set to be the first really green president because his wife had influenced him to try to get the government to support a lot of the things that are now being supported. We can argue about Obama's group supporting people that were his friends and lost a lot of taxpayer money. I think that's a legitimate concern and something that ought to be part of the debate and the discussion. But going back to Ronald Reagan, he had, because his wife really injected the idea of, this has been solar panels were getting started, all the same things we're talking about, light bulbs, energy efficiency, let's create more interest in domestic sources of oil, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, all of the hopes that people had that that was going to take place were dashed when Cheney and Rumsfeld got into the act and convinced the president, Mr. Reagan, and I think it was a couple of years into, maybe a year into his first administration, first 4 years, that it was foolish to spend money on things like this when we had our friends in the Middle East who would be happy to sell us cheap oil forever and ever and ever. So Reagan fell for that hook, line, and sinker, got sucked into Cheney and Rumsfeld's deviant ways. And so, I mean, this is the first of many acts in that play. The essence, well, you know the story from there. Reagan decided, now we don't have to spend federal money on this. We got plenty of cheap oil from the Middle East. Let's keep buying it. And that's really why we're in the state that we're in. If you didn't know that, that's the true story. 800-510-8255. In a moment, as this past weekend has seen lots of graduations, the talk has turned over the last 3 or 4 days to what options there are, to what the future is for those who are graduating from colleges, universities. I suppose you could even boil it down to what's going on with those graduates who are finishing their high school years. What's the future for your children and or you if you're graduating? We discuss that in a few moments here on The Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.03%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 14 minutes before the hour, saying hello to our listeners in Honolulu. Nice to have you on board. Folks listening in Fresno this morning, in Albuquerque, in El Paso on KTSM, Allentown, Pennsylvania. Nice to have you checking in with us here as we review the hot hits in talk radio. The weekend last 3 or 4 days, graduations, focus on them. Let me just bring Doug in, though, for a moment. We were talking about oil prices. He's in Bedford, Virginia. Why do you think we have high oil prices, sir?
During the latter part of the Clinton years, when Bonnie Frank and his bunch of no-nacks was betting on all the oil companies, and they was pouring all this what I call monopoly money, all the, you know, printing off the money to go and drive the prices of gold down at the time, because that's actually what oil is priced on in the Middle East, is the value of gold. Am I right?
I honestly don't know. I wouldn't tell you yes or no, because that's news to me. Okay.
And then when the same bunch of no-nacks saw that wasn't going to work with oil as George Bush was coming into place, then that's when they started betting on the housing market and putting all these people that didn't actually need to go and have a house, because all they could afford was apartments. Then that's what destroyed the housing market. And then as that process was going through, then at the end of George Bush's terms, then that's when the housing market and the whole economy started collapsing. And that's the reason why Barack Obama decides to go and borrow $4 or $5 trillion from China, and then all of a sudden the same thing, it drives the price of gold, the value of gold to our currency, down, and that's the reason why the oil prices keep spiking, going up.
All right. Interesting philosophy, sir. Thank you for explaining it to us. 800-510-8255. Okay. So both Mitt Romney and President Obama addressed graduating classes. Romney went to Liberty University in Lynchburg, Pennsylvania. Obama spoke to the graduating class at the Air Force Academy.
4 years ago, you arrived here at a time of extraordinary challenge for our nation. Our forces were engaged in two wars. Al-Qaeda, which had attacked us on 9/11, was entrenched in their safe havens. Many of our alliances were strained, and our standing in the world had suffered. Our economy was in the worst recession since the Great Depression. Around the world, and here at home, there were those that questioned whether the United States still had the capacity for global leadership. Today, you step forward into a different world. You are the first class in 9 years that will graduate into a world where there are no Americans fighting in Iraq. For the first time in your lives, and thanks to Air Force personnel who did their part, Osama bin Laden is no longer a threat to our country. We've put Al-Qaeda on the path to defeat. And you are the first graduate since 9/11 who can clearly see how we'll end the war in Afghanistan. So what does all this mean? When you came here 4 years ago, there were some 180,000 American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. We've now cut that number by more than half. And as more Afghans step up, more of our troops will come home while achieving the objective that led us to war in the first place, and that is defeating Al-Qaeda and denying themselves safe haven. So we aren't just ending these wars. We are doing so in a way that makes us safer and stronger.
Here's one of you who sees a bright future for those graduating this year.
I'm very optimistic. And as a student, I'm 43 years old, and I work full-time. full-time, and I go to school full-time. And when I was employed a little while back ago, I didn't seek for unemployment. I just waited and looked for a job. So a lot of times it's just how aggressive people are. You know, you have to be aggressive in this job market, and you have to stay positive. And you can't be down or look down or say, well, the economy is this and that. The economy is doing fine, and people are doing better than what they're saying. You just got to stop listening to Republicans. Everything is doom and gloom, and it's not like that. You have to stay positive. And there's jobs here just that a lot of Americans aren't qualified, or either they're not looking or they're giving up.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Trying to keep you up to date as to the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about on issue-oriented news talk radio programs and news talk television programs. We're into the graduation season, which is basically a political season. The president speaks to the Air Force Academy. Mitt Romney here in a moment addressing the graduating class at Liberty University. Interesting, as a result of several polls taken this weekend with veterans, Romney over Obama for president margin is 58% to 34%. That is, those who are veterans, 58% say they support Mitt Romney. Veterans supporting Barack Obama, 34%. Of the group. Non-veterans give Obama a 4 percentage point edge. Interesting. Just another thing to talk about. Speaking of Mitt Romney, we've heard from the president. Now we listen to Romney talking to the graduating class of Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. I said Pennsylvania a few minutes ago. They're in Virginia.
You enter a world with civilizations and economies that are far from equal. Harvard University historian David Landis devoted his lifelong study to understanding why some civilizations rise and why others falter. His conclusion was this: culture makes all the difference. Not natural resources, not geography, but what people believe and what they value. Central to America's rise to global leadership is our Judeo-Christian tradition, with its vision of the goodness and possibilities of every human life. The American culture promotes personal responsibility, the dignity of work, the value of education, the merit of service, devotion to a purpose greater than self, and at the foundation, the preeminence of family. The power of these values, this culture, is evidenced by a recent Brookings Institution study that Senator Rick Santorum brought to my attention. For those who graduate from high school, get a job, and marry before they have their first child, the probability that they will be poor is 2%. But if those things are absent, 76% will be poor. Culture, what you believe, what you value, how you live, matters.
All right. So we've heard from both Romney and Obama, and so we edited a number of your calls again. These callers responding to the question, what do you see as the future of this class of 2012? So pretty interesting comments. Let's listen to a roundup of some of your calls.
My total feeling for the future of the graduates of 2012 is that, yes, it's going to be somewhat of a struggle for them to get employment, but I believe the employment is there. And the reason for that is that 4 years ago, we were losing 750,000 jobs a month, and that's what the president had inherited. And now, today, we're not losing that. We've been gaining somewhere around 150, 175 jobs a month. That in itself gives the economy a potential to get better, and it is growing and it is getting better.
I graduated in 2008, and, like, it's hard to find a job. And, like, my friends who also have, like, different degrees, they still can't get a job. There's just not really that many jobs out there. Like, I try and look for jobs and, well, actually, I might go into the Coast Guard. Hopefully, you know, the military.
I was just listening to the comment of the it seemed like the young girl who graduated in 2008. I feel really sorry for her, but listening, I don't know, maybe I'm alone, she kind of sounds really vacant, and I don't know how she sounds in the interview, but maybe I understand why she's been out of work for 4 years. But anyway, my message to the graduates of 2012 is to look at the graduates of 2008 and learn from them. The future that you have is the future that you make. And if you want to not, if you want to live in a future where you don't have a job, where you pay more for gas than you should, when you have regulations and you can't open a business or start a business that you want because the government's going to come after you, if you want to have drones in the sky looking at you and looking at what you do when you're at home, then, you know, vote for the Democrats because that's exactly what they want to do.
All right. So lots of very interesting takes on the reality of the future. Are you optimistic? Maybe it's better off for us all to think that the world tomorrow will be better than today. And perhaps some of these people that are graduating from school at this time of year will help make it that way. Talk Radio Countdown Show, produced by Michael Fortier, written by a myriad of people. Today, I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59. 59-